Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Today, we visit with some friends from the meadow with the story, The Cricket's School, from the book Among the Meadow People, written by Clara Dillingham Pearson. So the other day, John told me that he was reading something for school about crickets. If I remember it correctly, he asked me if there were any stories about crickets. I didn't know, so I went searching for some. I did find one from Harriet Beecher Stowe, the famed author of Uncle Tom's Cabin, but I did not enjoy that story when I was reading it, so I searched and I found this one from Mrs. Pearson. Now you may recall that she is a Michigan author, so of course I like to keep things close to home. Anyway, thank you for listening to today's podcast and any other podcasts that you may have listened to in the past. Your patronage is greatly appreciated. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
The Cricket's School. In one corner of the meadow lived a fat old cricket who thought a great deal of himself. He had such a big, shining body and a way of chirping so very loudly that nobody could ever forget where he lived. He was a very good sort of cricket, too, ready to say the most pleasant things to everybody, yet sad to relate, he had a dreadful habit of boasting. He had not always lived in the meadow, and he liked to tell of the wonderful things he had seen and done when he was younger and lived up near the white farmhouse. When he told these stories of what he had done, the big crickets around him would not say much, but just sit and look at each other. The little crickets, however, loved to hear him talk, and would often come to the door of his house, which was a hole in the ground, to beg him to tell them more. One evening, he said he would teach them a few things that all little crickets should know. He had them stand in a row, and then began, "With what part of your body do you eat?" "With our mouths!" all the little crickets shouted. "With what part of your body do you run and leap?" "Our legs," they cried. "Do you do anything else with your legs?" "We clean ourselves with them," said one. "We use them and our mouths to make our houses in the ground," said another. "Oh yes, and we hear with our two front legs," cried one bright little fellow. "That is right," answered the fat old cricket. "Some creatures hear with things called ears that grow on the sides of their heads, but for my part, I think it much nicer to hear with one's legs as we do." "Why, how funny it must be not to hear with one's legs as we do," cried all the little crickets together. "There are a great many queer things to be seen in the great world," said their teacher. "I have seen some terribly big creatures with only two legs and no wings whatever." "How dreadful!" all the little crickets cried. "We wouldn't think they could move about at all." "It must be very hard to do so," said their teacher. "I was very sorry for them." And he spread out his own wings and stretched his six legs to show how he enjoyed them. "But how can they sing if they have no wings?" asked the bright little cricket. "They sing through their mouths. in much the same way that the birds have to. I am sure it must be much easier to sing by rubbing one's wings together as we do, said the fat old teacher. I could tell you many queer things about these two-legged creatures and the houses in which they live, and perhaps someday I will. There are other large four-legged creatures around their homes that are very terrible, but, my children, I was never afraid of any of them. I am one of the truly brave people who are never frightened, no matter how terrible the sight. I hope, children, that you will always be brave, like me. If anything should scare you, do not jump or run away. Stay right where you are and... But the little crickets never heard the rest of what their teacher began to say, for at that minute, Brown Bess, the cow, came through a broken fence toward the spot where the crickets were. The teacher gave one shrill chirp and scrambled down his hole. The little crickets fairly tumbled over each other in their hurry to get away, and the fat old cricket, who had been out in the great world, never again talked to them about being brave.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the Space Shuttle turned its place in history and has come to a final stop.